This community update was brought to you by U Radio. May is an uncertain time in Manitoba. You're never quite sure how long spouts of nice weather will last. With relative certainty that snow won't grace Winnipeg again, community cleanups across the city, supported by Take Pride Winnipeg, have begun. For groups like Families Forward and Awasanak Messikanau Greenway, this isn't their first rodeo as they head out into parks and boulevards, garbage bags in hand. However, it was a first for the Wolseley Residents Association, the WRA, with eager individuals and youth looking to clean up their community.
We're a community residents association. It seems pretty, don't have to connect the dots too hard to see that we should have our community in good shape.
That was WRA Board Chair Ross Brownlee.
Picking up any refuse, litter. We have this beautiful creek that runs through, and creeks are often where garbage accumulates, and after the winter it just seems that for environmental reasons, for the beauty of the neighborhood, and also for just community gathering, this is a great way. And if you have a cleanup, it's you're not as alone as if you just go out and pick up garbage on your own. It feels a little bit more based in a community.
At their cleanup at Osmond Park, the WRA welcomed a special guest, Lisa Naylor, Wolseley's MLA. Naylor, adorned in rubber gloves and equipped with tongs and a garbage bag, walked along Osmond Park's paths, explaining it's an integral part of the MLA's job to be active in the community. Seeing others taking ownership of their community, she says, filled her with pride.
It's really cool to see the Wolseley community organizations coming together like this to clean up at this park and clean up at Vimy Ridge as well. And, you know, it's pretty fun. I see like kids out here that are just came on their own, and they're, you know, in grade 5, grade 6, and they're just coming out by themselves, riding their bikes over here to help clean up. It really speaks to the community pride we have.
That sense of community pride is what Families Forward tries to instill in their youth. This is Families Forward's third year planning a park cleanup, explains Kristen Finari, admin and outreach coordinator. Through their parent-child programs and playgroups, they incorporated a cleanup into one of their weekly scheduled gatherings at Harrow Park in River Heights.
And kids love to help. They love to help no matter what it is. So they get really excited about it. And a lot of these people that come to our programs live in the area. They walk to the park, they'll, you know, take a quick stroller ride, whatever it may be. So this is their park. This is their community. This is the place that they play. And so the enthusiasm is definitely there. And yeah, you're right. The solidarity, and, we're all doing this to help all of us be able to enjoy this park.
Along the scenic stretch of the Seine River Greenway, Asikawak Messikanau Greenway Inc. has been organizing community cleanups for years. The nonprofit board, which stewards the long trail along the Jubilee Avenue Canal, brings together volunteers every spring to tackle litter and restore the trail's natural beauty. Vice President Nicole Gabrowski emphasizes the sense of connection and discovery that comes from taking part.
You kind of get into some areas that maybe you were not typically walking. When you're going down the trail, you typically stay to the path and observe some of the areas from a distance, but here you're following the trail of garbage and you're going to get into the trees a little bit more. You're going to get a little closer down to the water. So it is a bit of an adventure. You're exploring a little bit more of the green space that you wouldn't normally get to. And yeah, certainly accomplishing. You have big loads of garbage bags after. You're putting some sweat energy into it, and you're out with different community members, so people are working together.
These grassroots efforts demonstrate how civic action starts locally. Whether through community associations, family playgroups, or nonprofits, Winnipeggers are coming together this spring to reclaim their spaces, one piece of litter at a time. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.